Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
What's up, Tom Murphy? How are you?
Man, I'm good. It's always fun to I just checked y'all out on Twitter. It's fun to see all the different screenshots and all the different zany madcap stuff that you guys have going on. So.
You're the only one that uses madcap. I like that.
Welcome to the jungle, Tom. All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, let's get to it. Track and field's been a whole thing, and obviously I need to get Bob on. I know that's his baby, but Arkansas, as expected, well represented the trials, and I think overall it was some really close calls. You know, if you're thinking like heptathlon, we're thinking long jump. I mean, some folks kind of getting it done at the end of their opportunities, but Arkansas will be well represented over in Paris, unlike, unfortunately, the Dutch golf team, which is only sending one for some reason, even though they have four that could go.
Ouch. I don't understand that one. But, yeah, Bob, actually, so side note, Bob and I hung out at the induction ceremony for the Arkansas Sportscasters and Broadcasters the other day, in which Grant Hall and Charlie Jones were inducted. And there was two others, Charlie Cromwell and Dick somebody in Jonesboro. And side note, I have to say, broadly sports fans in the state think about the meaning of these guys going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, Grant Hall has done – he started here at the Northwest Arkansas Times in the 80s, I believe. I mean, he's been doing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really neat to hear Clay Henry and Chip Souza and guys – talking about our own industry, because I don't think we reflect on our own industry enough. But no. Bob told me about Talia Brooks. It was so great that she's had some injury problems in the past, and just beautiful that she's in there. You know, she does the in-game marketing stuff with John Williams at basketball games. Mm-hmm. And so you see her around a lot, but knowing that she's still active in the sport and that she's made it, that's great. Jerry Lawson, Bob told me the story about him having a band, and it wasn't really, you know, his fault. It was something he ate at a restaurant, and for him to make it pretty late in his career, he's a 30-year-old going up against college-age kids, and mm-hmm. he got in. So really neat. The Razorbacks are going to score some points, hopefully, in Paris.
Yeah.
Get some medals.
Congrats to the Hall of Famers, too. That's a cool deal, and you're right, Tom. And you said we don't kind of think of ourselves in the industry very often, and you're right. I think there are people who do. We've been talking a lot, DJ and I have been lately, about look at me people and look at that people. And the majority of the people mm-hmm. that work in your industry especially, and probably not enough of the people that work in ours, are look at that kind of people. Like, hey, look at this neat thing over here, everybody. I want you to see this with me, as opposed to go, look at me, which is kind of the society we live in today. So I really respond well to look at that people, which obviously you're one of those, so I appreciate that.
Appreciate it. And let me just say, man, based on what I saw there, I mean, reflecting on some things Grant Hall said, these are stories, I don't know if you read mine, but these are stories that people need to know. I mean, when everybody remembers the big shootout, but 4 years earlier, Grant Hall's father became well known across the country for the sign he put out about, you know, football games are temporary and all that, you know, faith and all that is lifelong, it's lasting.
Mm-hmm.
It said, nevertheless, beat Texas. And they did in that 1965 game, and the picture he had out on the sign at the First Baptist Church was that saying. It got run in papers across the country, and they got letters from people because Grant Hall's father put that out on the sign. So just do wonderful things like that. Billy Graham is at Frank Broyles' house before the big shootout. He's with him, and Frank Broyles calls Grant Hall's father, who's the pastor. His name's Andrew, Dr. Andrew Hall. Andy, Frank Broyles calls him and says, Andy, Billy Graham is here, and I need some help. I got to get my team ready for this football game, because he's entertaining Billy Graham before the game. And so Grant Hall gets to go with his dad over to Frank Broyles' house and entertain Billy Graham. Now, that's just spectacular stuff.
No doubt. All right, let's talk about your spectacular work here on baseball today. The headline reads, "That was strange." We were just discussing with the Pigskin John Calipari's recent success in the regular season that unfortunately did not translate for him to the postseason. Hopefully that is a trend that stops at Arkansas. Baseball, unfortunately for Arkansas, the last couple of years has had the same issue. And I think that was kind of the gist of the story in looking through it today.
I think so. And you could tell it was a cathartic thing probably a little bit for Dave to talk about that, because his teams have gone to the College World Series so often. And it's like he had the formula, you know. And then the last 2 years, the formula didn't work. They got tired. They had a lot of injuries. The 23 team was remarkable that they withstood the amount of injuries they had to key guys. And unfortunate for them, when Wagner and Josenberger came back, it was late in the year, and they just didn't get in their groove at the right time. You feel bad for them. And then this year's team just kind of they just ran out of steam. And so I think for Dave, he'd like to talk about that, and for the fans to know, it's not excuse making. It's just here are the reasons, and it happened. And all these other SEC teams that made it were really good teams. And so every time I talk to Dave Van Horn, I feel like I come away more enlightened and have more input into, you know, what makes him tick and things like that. So very, very informative discussion. It was 45 minutes, and he can do that with ease.
No doubt. Talking to Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I could do 45 minutes with Tom with ease as well. He is on the hotline with us, hanging out, and appreciate him very much. So basketball-wise, a couple more signees, and I guess there were a couple people poo-pooing the pickups, but A, you need bodies, and we talked about this when Coach Cal was talking about maybe I'm only going to bring this many guys in because, you know, that's how many guys are going to play. You do still need bodies for practice and other things, and the you know, unfortunate occasion that a guy gets hurt. So while I don't expect these guys to play heavy minutes, you know, you got solid additions clearly to the roster if they're on scholarship.
No question. I mean, it's just essential. I mean, like you just stated, you've got to have them. Some women's teams that get low in numbers. I mean, they got guys, you know, the trainers and all that practicing with the women's teams all the time, and so. Just having the bodies in place, and teams have a synthesis that they need, and having everybody bought in, and even the guys who play roles playing their parts is always, to me, essential. And with basketball, man, the numbers you can control so much better than, you know, football. I mean, DJ could probably write a book about what locker rooms are like and the internal politics that go on and things like that, which is always to me fascinating studies in what makes a football team successful and not. And then, you know, baseball's bigger numbers too. But for basketball, man, if you get leadership on your team, the locker room's good, you can go a long way. If you've got the talent and the coaching as well,
no doubt. What do you think of the Bronny James pickup?
Bronny James.
LeBron's kid was taken in the second round. Did you see that?
I did not. Okay. You know, I've been focusing on some other things. So who got Bronny James?
The Lakers. That was the whole thing. So yeah, I didn't know if you'd heard. It was kind of the lead story on a. I know you've been busy and working, but I mean, I'm serious. I'm not trying to be snarky. It's just a weird deal, Tom. And you know, we were reading this week about how they're, you know, obviously they hired JJ Redick, who has zero experience. I love JJ Redick. I hope he does well, but it's an odd move. Then you go and you are talking about maxing out LeBron or giving him a huge new deal for 4 years, which is wild. And it's clearly a roster that doesn't look like it can win a championship. And then you're going to spend your second-round pick, which, again, it's not a huge deal. You're not going to probably expect a lot from them in the first year anyway, on LeBron's kid. So I don't want to hear the nepotism argument. I don't think that's relevant. What it feels like, though, is general management malpractice 101 to me. I don't understand what the Lakers are trying to do. I'd like to know. But it doesn't make a lot of sense to most of us who don't really care one way or the other.
No, and it's almost like 4 more years of LeBron. I mean, look, I know he's still producing and he's still a great athlete, but that is wild. And after the Redick hire, I was catching a lot of social media stuff. Like, it was testimonials from women and people who didn't like Duke about J.J. Redick's done this or said that. And then he dropped the F-bomb right in the middle of his deal, which was, you don't see that every day.
No, that was awesome. No, I'm just kidding.
So that's modern press conferences.
Yeah.
And now they have Bronny and LeBron, and they can play together, possibly if Bronny makes the roster. But my guess is he's probably going to make the roster.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's the whole point. The thing I don't like also in addition to that is that apparently his agent was behind the scenes calling teams and saying, don't pick him because he won't play in the NBA. He'll go play in Europe. He'll go play in Australia. And the thing that's funny to me, I'm like, I wish somebody would have called a bluff, because there's no way in heck he's not going to take an NBA paycheck if he can get one. That's dumb.
No.
And he could have seen his dad a couple times a year, maybe, if he played in the West, you know? But that's dirty pool to me. It's a weird deal. The whole thing is strange. Look, I like the story. It's the first time ever that a father and son are going to be on the same team.
In basketball.
But it's still, the whole thing is weird. I don't know what the Lakers are trying to do. I would like to talk to their general manager and just be like, hey, what are we doing here? Hey. DJ, what are we doing?
It was like when Coach Petrino's son, Nick, was on the football team. We all knew, like, the thing is, at that point, people walk on. He's really not taking someone else's spot. And so, but if it were a legit roster spot, we'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. So, I mean, it's, as far as J.J. Redick is concerned, how awesome would this be? If he was like, okay, I'm the head coach now, you know, we're not going to pay LeBron that much. Let's trade him and get some value out. How awesome would that be? But
weird.
That would never happen.
He's LeBron's caddy. That's not going to happen.
They did not discuss the job. Not one time. According to J.J. Redick, before he was hired. So
he's not messing around. He's serious.
And Biden's a 6 handicap, so there you go.
The question of the day today, Lakers pick Bronny James in the second round of the draft. What are your thoughts, good pick or not? Great pick, 10%. Hate it, 0%. Just making LeBron happy, 90% of our voters so far on our Twitter poll today going that route.
Smart audience.
I think that's pretty good. So, all right, Tom, we'll let you get to the weekend, my friend. I appreciate you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Man, I enjoy hearing you guys. I enjoy being on. It's a great time.
We love having you.
Yeah, come on more.
All right,
hang
buddy.
Out.
Thanks, Tom.
Rock.
Oh, Tom.
Oh. Call him back.
Will you get him back on for 1 second? Do you have Tom's number? Get him back on for a sec. I want to talk to him about this football thing. Todd found the clip. I'm going to wait until Tom comes back on the swing platform. Yeah. I want to invite him formally
to
countdown to kickoff.
Yeah.
Because I think for them, like guys who cover the team, I think this will be good because you might get some interesting insights from the players who were there.
Should bring them all.
Yeah. And maybe some backstory on, you know, the 99 team. I think there better be some write-ups. And I hate it when you've got a program that has to live on history.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the 99 season was awesome, too. The 98 season was a great revival. The 99, you know, redemption game against Tennessee was phenomenal. This play was pretty key.
Lucas and Smith, who made that great catch, split wide to the left. Cobbs, your tailback. Poitras steps off the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 8, Arkansas at the Tennessee 23-yard line. Poitras in motion. Sterner, play action. Looking, pumps. Throws down the middle. Touchdown! Arkansas! Oh, my! Lucas goes up, makes the catch, and the Hogs take the lead in this ball game, 27-24. 23 yards, and the Razorbacks have the lead.
Good job, Todd. That is a great play-by-play call in addition to being an important play in Razorback football history. And let's bring Tom Murphy in motion back in to the backfield for us. Tom, sorry about that. I dumped you too quick. I wanted to formally invite you and Bob and anybody else up in Northwest that covers the team closely. If you would like to come down, we'd love to host you guys for the event this year because we've got 3 current players with Satania and Landon Jackson and Luke Haz is coming as well. And then we've also got Coach Nutt, Clint Sterner, and Anthony Lucas all going to join us as well. So 26th, it's a Friday night. Love to have you come down, and we'd love to host you guys and feed you and let you hang out. Probably get a little newspaper content out of the deal along the way.
Oh, my. The 26th of July, right?
Yep. It's a Friday night. And you want to stay over? Well, you know, we can probably go out and have a cold beverage after.
You can stay at my place.
Justin will take you dancing, Tom. You can dance with Justin that night.
Tom, listen, I mean, I got you dinner and a show and a place to stay. The rest of it's up to you. You know what I mean?
Man, I feel very, very loved. And that play that you just showed or played. Everybody knows how big it was. Anthony Lucas, who I wrote his story going into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Great dude. Love the guy. I saw him play high school basketball at a gym in Tallulah, Louisiana.
Yep.
And he filled it up from 3 in that game. So that's my new Anthony Lucas before he was a Razorback.
How about that? I haven't ever talked about playing hoops before. It doesn't surprise me, though. He's a freak athlete for sure. He's special.
Yep.
As Houston would say.
Hey, man, thanks so much for the special re-entry into your show and the invite. I've got to find a way to make that happen.
Murphy in motion.
Nice.
Hey, when you stay at my place, I'll make sure I'll put a little towel on the bed in the shape of a swan. All right.
He wants cookies like Doubletree.
Yeah, I'll do that. Put a little card with the Wi-Fi password on it. I got you covered, all right?
Look, I've never stayed over at his house, Tom, but I will tell you this. I've eaten dinner over there a couple times. Mm. Pretty darn spectacular treatment. You. Now, and when you go there, make sure you make fun of where he's got his Mackey award sort of thrown off to the side like it's an old rag. It's very annoying. I'm very frustrated with DJ and his lack of showcasing of his Mackey award. But anyway. All right. Thanks. Thanks for coming back, Tom.
First thing I got to do, though, is get DJ's number. I'm going to text you, Justin.
All right.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
Let's make it happen. All right, buddy. All right. Talk to you soon.
Later.
All right.